So the first question somebody asked me when I got up here was, how the heck did that fight happen? What led to that? And I said, I don't know, because all of a sudden there you guys were. What got going between you and Parsons?
Yeah, no, very valid question. But we had a little chat in warm-ups, and he asked me, as Trevor alluded to there, he's a tough customer, and he asked me if I wanted to go, and the rest is history, I guess, yeah.
You don't back down from those things, do you?
I mean, there's a time and place for it, but we haven't won much at home, so personally I wanted to get the fans into it right away.
Good job. That's the reason why you're an unsung hero, because you got the fans into it, and you got them on your side right away. But not only that for you, you're unsung because you blocked shots, you got an assist tonight. I mean, there's a lot of little things. Your best game as a Blade, possibly, since being acquired?
Yeah, who knows? I feel like I'm just getting more comfortable, you know, with the team structure, but really great group of guys we got down there. So I'm glad that I could chip in tonight.
Good. Adam?
Yeah, how cool of a moment, I guess, was it for you? You know, obviously, you're not going to fight every game, but just your thoughts on the crowd in Saskatoon. You come from Kelowna, who has a pretty good crowd, but, I mean, tough to beat, you know, a filled lower bowl, especially here.
Yeah, no, it was sweet. I think we had, what, 5,200 fans or something?
Yep.
So we normally average about 3,000, so having that many people start cheering for you is kind of special.
And I don't know if you've graduated the Blade School, but with the coaches, as Brendan Sonny likes to say, he says it takes about 6 to 8 weeks, but what goes into that school? I mean, it's, it seems like everything down to every little face-off play in the neutral zone is kind of covered there.
Yeah, it's very true. I mean, we got a lot of systems, but at the end of the day, it comes down to compete and work habits, I feel like.
You've got Edmonton tomorrow. This is a team that hasn't had a great amount of success, and yet of recent, they started to really pick it up. So you know you're going to get their best game coming at you. You still have those goals, the season goals, to try and achieve.
For sure. I mean, every team's a good team, but at the end of the day, we're playing against ourselves. They're wanting to win, I guess, like just like every other team in this league. But tomorrow will be a good one again.
John, thank you for the time. All the best to you tomorrow night against Edmonton. John Babcock of the Saskatoon Blades, our unsung hero tonight.